This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to the astronauts. They came home yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Yep, I've got the audio.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth. Dragon Freedom has returned home with NASA astronauts Nick Haig, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. They're back on Earth after approximately 17 hours of a return journey from space.
Elon had to go get them.
Question. Well, I don't know. There's some conspiracy going on about that, too.
What do you mean? It's SpaceX?
No, I know, but it's a whole... Don't even read about it. It's so annoying.
Oh, I won't. I'm just saying that they were rescued, so that's
No, that's
cool.
What they're saying not to use, because...
What?
Because apparently it wasn't a rescue because there was another way to get home. I swear to God, it's a whole thing.
Well, they would have come home if there was another way to get home.
Listen, I know this. It's just a whole thing.
Well, I'll just give it what it is. SpaceX wouldn't got them. That's it. Bottom line. And they splashed down yesterday with the dolphins.
But here's the thing. Did any of you guys watch it?
I did.
No?
Bits
and pieces.
Oh, my God.
What was the most frustrating part for you?
Well, when it re-entered, and then I was waiting on those parachutes to deploy, and then once they did, I thought everything went pretty smooth.
No, it didn't.
What was it?
They couldn't get the capsule in the nest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, Elon is freaking out. So the crane operator, you guys, it's finally time to bring the capsule onto the boat, right? And so they bring they haul it up, and there's a thing called the nest. And they have to bring the capsule into the nest and set it perfectly. And the crane operator... And I don't know if it was the crane operator or the guy that was directing him, but one of them couldn't get it right, and then they'd have to pick it back. Now, there's people in there that have been gone for 9 months, and they have to pick it back up, and then they have to move it to the right, and then they have to set it back down. And then the guy would be like, no, 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 no. And then he'd have to pick it back up. And I'm thinking in my head, if I'm Elon, you have sent these people to space. You can deploy parachutes and slow down something that's going 27,000 miles per hour.
Right.
But the crane operator can't put it in the nest. Freaking out for Elon.
Yeah, time to fire that guy, right?
No kidding.
You know, I stopped watching before that. That's why I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
Once the boat got there, I stopped watching at that point.
It was maddening.
Yeah.
It was absolutely maddening. And if I'm an astronaut, and I'm like, because you can feel it, right? You can feel yourself
you're going
to the right, and then you're going to the down. You're like, you can't get this?
You feel like you're on a claw machine.
Yes! Right. Oh, it was awful. It was absolutely awful.
But it was pretty amazing to watch this thing come back. And just thinking about how, you know, this thing went all the way out there. They were in space for 9 months, and somebody had to go rescue them and to bring them back to Earth. And this thing, it was pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
I thought it was.
Just the technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I can't get over. It's like, I was thinking about this. And we have to also, you know, realize, because we brought a cosmonaut home, like all these countries have this, but the technology from space to sea.
It's
that's what I'm saying in my head. You know?
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thinking, and no matter who's involved, I don't care who you hate, who he politically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Just the technology, as Jamie said, to be going up there and to get this spaceship, to lock in with this spaceship, to rescue these people, get them back in there, get them back here safely. They came out, and when they got on those stretchers, they're waving at everybody. You could even tell by watching them that the just the feel of gravity again was just like overwhelming to them.
So here's the funniest thing. Carson put up yesterday, what's the first thing you do when you haven't been on this earth? Now, that's just weird to say, right? You haven't been on this earth for 9 months. But you really haven't. You haven't been on here for 9 months. What's the first thing you do? I cannot believe how many people said quit.
Seriously, yes, though.
Because they made no money up there.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go to this right now because we've talked about this in the past, but let me reiterate this to you. Do you have any idea? Let me ask you the question and then you answer it for me. How much money per day did they receive, will they receive compensation for being stuck in space for 9 months?
I forgot what the number was.
It's like $9.
Yeah, it's really low.
Yeah. Five.
$4.
$4.
What?
For the extra 9 months, these two guys, or this woman and this guy, they make anywhere between $125,000 and $150,000 is their salary. That's their salary all the way around, right?
And they're astronauts.
To be stranded up there, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, these people should be making $400,000 or $500,000 each.
And that's why I said to my kid, I go, hey, when I found that out, I go, are you sure you want to be an astrophysicist? Because those astronauts, he's like, yeah, they do it for the glory. Yeah. Because they don't make any money.
I saw these numbers, Jamie, and I was just absolutely stunned by
it. I know, it's crazy.
$125,000? Now, I know it sounds like a lot to some people, but these are astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like $1,100 total for like the whole thing.
And they're like brilliant.
Right.
Yeah. They got $972.
That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
For the additional 9 months, they will be bonused $972 each.
And that's before taxes.
I'm so mad.
I think I
lost my bone density
for
$900.
That's another thing, Jamie. There's another. Oh, here it is. 9 months in space, the body damage it does. Okay. Gaunt face, chicken legs, and baby feet.
Ooh, what? Legs. Where are baby feet?
That sounds like lunch. That sounds like I'm going to Hooters today.
Yeah.
Chicken legs and baby feet. Yeah, something about fluid moving from one part of the body to the other. Vision loss. Probably they're going to have some vision problems. Increased risk of cancer.
Wow.
And cognitive decline.
$900 worth of it.
$900.
And I guess you lose 1% of bone density for every month you're up there. And so they lost 9% of bone density.
I feel like that's a lot of bone
density.
That
is a lot.
They came back and their bodies are jello.
Okay, so biggest question of all. Okay, so all that's very serious, but we really need to hit the big, like, I know this is going to be political, and I know people are going to be mad, but I'm going to go ahead and go there.
Okay.
So I know we have a lot of Democrats listening, a lot of Republicans listening, a lot of independent people, but I'm going to go ahead and take this risk. All right? I'm going to put my neck out there.
Yeah.
Did they do it?
100%.
I think they did.
Yeah. You'd have to.
They had to have. I mean, you're going crazy up there.
You're
in
so
space.
Bored. Yeah. Like, what else is there to do?
And hey, you want to play checkers again?
They're pretty much a match. I mean, neither one are a looker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's about the same level of attractiveness between them.
And how long are you going to sit there and wait for somebody prettier to show up? Ain't coming. Nobody's coming, right?
Yeah. So yes, all okay.
It's going to be all in consensus of that. And that's Democrat and Republican that feel that way.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.